All the people sitting this side, okay. Okay, somewhere with them. Anybody you see, sister, sitting without husband, is a single sister. So, single brothers, point and key. Any sister without man by his side, a single sister. They have different sizes here. Point and collect. Let's pick a text from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 30, 31, and 32. Before we sit down. God bless you, coordinator.
For we are members of his body.
Some people are still sitting down. That's why I shouted, coordinator. Thank you. Let's just pick it as a text, then we sit down. We need your attention, please. We'll rush through this quickly, the best we can take it. Yes.
For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery.
Again.
This is a great mystery.
Say it for emphasis.
This is a great mystery.
Uh-huh.
But I speak concerning Christ and the church.
May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word in the name of Jesus Christ. Please be seated. Please be seated. Amen. Listen very well. We're talking about Christian marriage. Not traditional marriage. Not marriage according to your tradition. Because every community, tribe, culture, they have what they define as a marriage and all that goes with it. We Christians too, we have Christian marriage. And it is better you learn because in this our own, there is no room for divorce. When you enter, you have entered. You don't jam. No way to go out. So it is good that you learn to enjoy it. And today, there are many aspects of this topic of the Christian marriage which we hope to take in a program that we are restoring, Marriage Matters, every first Saturday of every month, live, online. But for today, we're looking at Christian marriage, how to love your wife. How to love your wife. Marriage is a mystery. Why is it a mystery? It's because God himself decided to establish it. And all that goes with it, you need to understand why God has instituted marriage. Unless he explains it to you, it remains a mystery. You'll be using your head, your tradition, you will have no guide. Therefore, the purpose for establishing that relationship will not be achieved. And why it is also a mystery, because it helps us to understand perfectly the marriage that is going on between Christ and his bride, the church. There is a spiritual marriage. Understanding the physical marriage between man and woman will help you to understand the marriage you have with Christ. And if you understand it, you will not have a problem with your Christian life. It's instituted by God himself. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Listen very carefully, please. I'm praying that the Lord will help you say something that will help a union here and those who are also proposing to enter into this union.
And God said,
you read it up to verse 28. Listen very well. That is the beginning of it all.
And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth.
When God created Adam, he created him and gave him an assignment. God created Adam, the man, and gave him an assignment. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 15, that is where you see the assignment that is given to Adam, the man.
And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it.
What is he to do?
To dress it and to keep it.
What is he to do in the garden?
To dress it and to keep it.
That was the assignment given to him. Jesus Christ is described as the last Adam after the first Adam fell. He too came with an assignment in John chapter 6 from verse 37 up to verse 40.
All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out.
Yes.
For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all which he has given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day.
Listen very well.
And this is the will of him that
sent me. This is the purpose, this is his commission on earth. What did he come for?
That everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life. And I will raise him up at the last day.
He also came with an assignment from the Father, the last Adam. The first Adam was given an assignment. We are all created for a purpose. Church, every human being is created for a purpose. The primary purpose of creating Adam was to be fruitful and replenish the earth and cultivate the garden and keep it. All this was given to him as his purpose. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, this statement came up.
And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an help meet for him.
For him to fulfill this assignment, he cannot do it alone. He needs a helper. The woman is the helper of Adam to fulfill God's purpose for Adam. And the reason why he said it is not good for Adam to be alone is because in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, that principle starts out from verse 9.
Two are better than one.
Two are better than one.
Because they have a good reward for their labor.
Okay.
For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone.
You will suffer. You will suffer. Go and meet the bachelors. They suffer. They suffer. Bachelors suffer. Forget it. Then they dress anyhow. They suffer. Anybody will never marry man. They suffer. All of a sudden, I saw Pastor Grebe looking fresh. Then I knew it's not good that a man be alone. All of you knew how Pastor Lumide was very lean. Now he's checking his weight. If you want to know how a man is suffering, find out from Prophet Sidney. They suffer. Praise the Lord. Finish reading that. See the advantages of having a helper.
For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow.
At least somebody will lift you up.
But woe to him that is alone when he falls.
Woe to him that is alone when he falleth.
For he hath not another to help him up.
I told you the testimony of Sister Esther from France. Her husband will have died. She was the one that helped to deliver him in the spirit. And Brother Chooks from Mbolu from Germany, you called me earlier in the day yesterday, how that you came back home yesterday, on Friday night, very sick, pains all over your body from work. You could not participate in the vigil. So you told your wife, please, you continue, I will not join you. And you went to sleep with pains. But the wife stood in the gap for him. After the service, the wife woke him up. Chooks, if what I'm saying is the truth, call and confirm that the wife blessed the water. Woke him up after the vigil closed and said, I held this water for you, it was blessed. And gave him to drink for his healing. He said he drank, he sprinkled the water on himself, and all the pains disappeared. All the pains disappeared. Now imagine, Brother Sidney, if you were the one. You will wake up and be looking for a hospital and take drug. The wife stood in the gap for him. That is why it is not good to be alone. Finish reading it.
Verse 11. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat. But how can one be warm alone?
You know, the bachelors will not understand this. Amen.
And if one...
There is a heat that exchanges between husband and wife when they are on bed. And there are many things to do to ignite the heat. So that during winter, they can be warm. That's why some people like fat women as wife. It's like the heat comes out more from them. But it depends though. Anyway, there is advantage of being to even the next verse.
And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him.
Oh.
And a threefold cord is not quickly
broken. It's not easily broken. Hallelujah. God in his wisdom. Okay, a cord. Is that Chooks? Is that okay. Chooks?
Hello. Hello, brethren.
Yes. Go ahead. We can hear you.
I want to confirm what Pastor Moses is saying. It is the truth. Yesterday morning, on Friday, I could not move. The pain started on Wednesday. And pain is all over my body, headache. And I asked my wife and my daughter to follow on the vigil. And in the morning, I woke up. We brought the water that was blessed. And I took a glass from it. I drank it after I prayed and washed my face. I went back to sleep again. As I went to sleep, I saw in a dream I saw Pastor Olumide preaching. I was sitting by the side of Pastor Moses. And I told Pastor Moses, I would like to invite you to my house after the ministration. He said, yes, no problem. And after the ministration, we went to my house. As we were going, so he said, we're going to branch somewhere. He was having a bag. And I said, oh, I forgot to buy the food I'm going to eat. He said, don't worry, I have everything in my bag. So when we branch, he said that we are going to launch two bombs to somewhere. So I said, okay, sir, I should go and fetch firewood. After we have eaten, that he's going to fetch the bomb, we'll launch it. I got the firewood. So we cooked rice, stew, and fish, and meat. After we finished eating, so we launched the bomb to the direction we sent it. After that, we packed everything into his bag. And so I was walking along home. I woke up. Brethren, as I woke up, everything disappeared. The whole thing disappeared. And I began to kick like a young baby again.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Can we put our hands together for Jesus for that? Thank you for that confirmation. That is because he had a partner, his wife. That's my emphasis. In God's own wisdom, he knows that tasks are performed better when you are paired. And that is why even in creating our body parts, the essential parts of our bodies are duplicated. You have two eyes, two ears, two nostrils, two legs, two hands. Amen. And whatever is in right hand is the same thing in the left hand. Amen. But there is something that I observe. Even the internal parts, the essential ones, the kidneys are two, and all the other parts, you know what I'm talking about. Two, 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 two. Because two are better than one. Hallelujah. The one thing I also observe is that among these two, two legs, two hands, two eyes, two ears, one is always stronger than the other. The one that is stronger is the one that has the main assignment, that does the main job. The other one that is weaker helps. Some people, they call them righty and some lefty. If it is the left that is to do the main assignment, what the left can do very well, the major assignment, that right cannot do. If it is the right, the same thing. Husband and wife, they are two, but one is stronger than the other. Because one of you is supposed to be a helper. And so, in Proverbs 18:22, the Bible says that if you find a wife,
whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord.
You see, it's a special favor because two are better than one. Your life will be better if you find a wife. If you have a wife, if you are married. Today, majorly, I am facing the men. Because salvation comes from God. Praise the Lord. Christ is the husband of the church. And in Genesis chapter 2, we see how Adam's wife was given to him verse 21 and verse 22.
And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam.
Yes.
And he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman.
Now, and brought her
unto
the man. By this action, Adam paid the bride price for the woman. He had to lose one of his ribs to pay the price to have a wife for himself. His surgery purchased his wife. Praise the Lord. She became his wife completely. Why? She's now bone of his bone. The consummation of the marriage. Hallelujah. From verse 21, from verse 23 again.
And Adam said,
yes,
this is now bone of my bone.
Now, this is now bone of my bone.
And flesh of my flesh.
Flesh of my flesh.
And she shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man.
Hallelujah. Go on.
Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife. And
amen. When the bride price of our husband, the Lord Jesus Christ, was paid, it was also from his own ribs. Hanging on the cross, John chapter 19, verse 34.
One of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water.
When Adam was put to sleep, Jesus Christ was also killed, put to sleep, and oppression by his side. That soldier didn't know what mystery he was fulfilling. In that same chapter 19, verse 30, John 19, verse 30, we quote it here quite often.
When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished.
It is finished.
And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost.
Hallelujah. It is finished. Let me use this opportunity to say something to the men, especially men who have become Christians but are not totally detached from some of their traditions that they need to be detached from. Not too many African men understand who his wife is and why she is his wife. And as I'm saying this, you better know that I'm also a married man and I'm also an African. So I'm not talking from an academic or intellectual point of view. I am talking practical. This is how it should be. Praise the Lord. I say for today, I'm facing the men. Maybe next time we shall look at the women. But I pray that God will help me say something that will help the man. First and foremost, some of us, we have our men here, we have daughters. We are also married. Listen very well. Once a man has paid the dowry of that woman, the woman, the parents have collected the bride price. All authority over that woman shifts to the new husband. To the husband. All. I say all. The parents of that girl, they only have, their role is only advisory. It's only advisory. You cannot tell the man anymore how to live with that woman in a normal relationship, Christian relationship. You were watching over that woman until in Numbers chapter 13, God gave, under the law, gave so much authority over the man. For the young girl, if she is still under her father, she's not married, every single girl is under the authority of the father until a bride price is paid over you. Listen to me. And even in making vows, that law says if the young girl makes a vow and the father hears it, the father has authority to cancel the vow that that girl made to God. The father can cancel it if the father is aware. He didn't say the father must be aware, but if he is aware, he can cancel it. And if that young girl goes to still fulfill that vow, the Lord will not accept it. So also, but if the woman is married, also, the authority goes to the husband. If you make a vow and your husband hears it and he doesn't want it, if he can annul it, and heaven will back it up. So, I say if he knows, if he hears about it, so much authority. The same thing also for the man. For this sake shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife. That statement is not easily understood because of two major obstacles. One is attachment to culture. In fact, three major obstacles. Two, there are some parents that refuse to release their children. You exert so much influence on your son until even when he's now a man, he's married, you will not let him go. And the third obstacle is that the boy is a bum boy. You refuse to grow. And most of the reason why that boy is a bum boy is because of the influence of the parents on him. He grew up until even when he became a man, they were still dealing with him as that small boy that was sucking breasts. It's wrong. If you have that mentality, I am telling you now, it is not Christian. You are breaking the scripture. For this cause shall the man leave his father and his mother. Leave there is leave the influence of my father and my mother. Can you say you are a man? Before you do anything for your wife, you will inform your father or your mother. You are not even a boy. It's a mental problem. It's a psychiatric, psychological problem. You are refusing to be a man. That you want to do with your wife, everything your mother, your father is aware is wrong. They should only know what they need to know. And it's not everything they need to know. Before you tell them anything, there must be the question, is there a need for him to know? I am an African, and I know it's a common thing among us, especially if the man is rich. To them, they are protecting. They are protecting. Protecting what? Amen. They even decide. They decide what to eat in the house. You buy cloth, you will show the mama first before you go and give the girl. Your wife is sick, you will call your mama, mommy, my wife is sick. You are not a man. I don't know how we say it for these Africans to hear me very well. Amen. Your husband and your wife quarrel, you will take the papa would take the father, who is the father of the boy, would take side. And they warn you. And they warn you. And they warn you. We brought you into this family. We brought you into this family. Don't come and scatter our family. We brought you into this family. We are not like this. So which family? You don't finish with you. You got your whole family now. You only advise him. You cannot threaten the woman. Because she and him have become one. He cannot do without her. She cannot do without him. They are now one. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This man standing here, I have been a man all my life. When I wanted to go and marry my wife, because we are from the north, she's from the south here. The man that brought me up, that's somebody who is a commissioner. That's somebody who is, in fact, is the highest person in our tribe in government. Most respected. He brought me up. And I went to him, our elder brother, in the family, most dreaded. If you hear say Elijah is calling you, you start to develop diarrhea. The day I landed just to go and tell my brother about my marriage. And then when he was there and I was telling him, that girl, they see me, I've decided to marry her. And I have chosen so date. I've only come to let you know if that date is okay by you, because you are now my papa now. The other one immediately said, but why will you take a decision for your marriage without first coming to let us know? Why are you not coming to marry from home? Why are you marrying from there? I said, excuse me, sir. I did not come to take permission from you. I've come to inform you. I said, sir, I have come to inform you. I didn't say I'm coming to take permission from you. He wanted to talk. The other one that brought me up, he knows me so much, said, Elijah, you know, here I am. He said, he come to invite you. He said, I have come to invite you. But you know, why I say you're a man, I would have been listening to their influence if I was depending on them to do the wedding for me. You are not a man if your father has to do the wedding, pay for venue for you, pay for the card, the invitation, all the guests coming are his own guests. You are not a man. You are not a man. Your parents will come as special guests. And the parents should be happy to see how you are going. Where are you doing it? How are you doing it? Why don't you do it here? Because many people are coming behind me. They will be seeking counsel. They will be counseling you. Not say, shut up, I will do everything for you. And you say, my papa. After that man spent everything he spent like that for you, you're not going to end there. You're not going to end there. After all, now he married for you. So now he will tell you what to do. For this cause, shall a man live? Read it again, a man of God.
Therefore, Genesis 2, 24. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother.
Eh?
Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother.
And do what?
And shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh.
They shall be one flesh. Live there is what I'm trying to explain to you. Leave father and mother. After they have finished their marriage, then the parents cannot bring their gift to them. As part of the marriage, of course, anything you give now is a gift. You decide to give them money, give them the money, but leave them to do the planning. Give them 20 million naira. Tell them if it's not enough, come back and go there as a special guest. Anything beyond that, you are setting a ground to control that marriage. It's wrong. The parents of the girl, no more authority. 1986, I married. Few months after, I went with my wife to visit her aunt that she also lived with. And when I went to visit them, then they were sitting and they say, Ogom. Ogom means in-law, Abby. Ogom. I didn't know the meaning of Ogom. So they say, ah, I hope you have started learning Igbo. I hope you have started learning Igbo. I was sitting and I said, what does this mean? I should learn Igbo. Me. Now she married me, I've been a me Mariam. I should learn Igbo. When I come carry me into Igbo, I have paid, brought her from Igbo to Hausa. I say, she will be learning Hausa, not me learning Igbo. Which can't it be this? You want to manipulate me? I was very serious. So, even when we were in that car, they go, I asked my wife, come, which nonsense? Then they talk there like that. Even before we married, I sent my wife to my village to stay with my mother for 3 months to learn my language. Stop disturbing your in-law. The reason why the man is made stronger than the woman is so that you can also protect her. You are to protect your wife. You know the peculiarity of your family. You know how stubborn they are. You know. Therefore, you are to protect her. You see me so? Any of my relation that try to misbehave before my wife, I block you, I chase you out, I disown you until you repent. It has been like that since I married my wife. And this I'm saying, she doesn't even know I am doing it. I'm the only son among women, so I know what the women can do. My brother, our 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 brother. They come and visit you. My sister will come and visit me. Then he say, my wife, no give her food. Oh, no cook the food well. Then the witch where they be. Then they will gang up against my wife. Then they will call the village. And the mama, who is still looking at the son as a bum boy, will call him. Come, what am I hearing? That woman has come to scatter her family. That, which name will I use now? That Mary came to visit you and that they didn't cook food. Or you know, give them entertainment, you know, give them water bath. Is that the woman you marry? Is that the, then they will call the wife and begin to threaten her. If you do that for my wife, mama, you go hear word from my mouth. And my mother knows better than to do that to my wife. That time I was not a Christian, no. But I had wisdom enough to behave like a man. Do you notice that everybody they stand and they look at me like this? Because some people are guilty of it here. You know, say they are not excited there. Huh? Huh? And they look on their face. There's something where I talk, I see some people do their head like this. It's not Christian, no. It's not a way of life. In the Western world, you can't try that. It's only in Africa you do it. You do that, your son will wake up, not go see your wife again. Your wife don't go back. So what happened? But tell her, say, I was married into a lion's den. I'm going. Man, come marry. Man, come get that. Man, can't take that shit. Don't go with that. But it's here that the parents have become like gods and determine everything, even how the man will sleep with the woman. She will take off and tell the man, mama, 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 mama. In the night, she refused to give me. Then the mama will call the woman. Why are you doing like that? Bomb boy. Leave them alone and be praying for them and be advising them. Use your experience to guide them. Counsel them to make sure they enjoy their marriage free of your influence. Free of your influence. And you are not to choose the wife for your son. Leave him. Now he go live with nobody. And don't use the standard of your own marriage that you married 50 years ago to begin to expect that that is how they will live. You go visit your Pekin. Then you see him in the kitchen, come to greet you sweating. Say, what happened? I was cooking. Where your wife? She's tired. She's in the room. Say, what? What? Is this how you live here? Because now cook, he married. He married cook. He said the woman is tired. Evident that he loves her. He said, we go and cook for her. Oh. Love is not with mouth. It's expressed. She's not a slave. She's a helper. She's to help you to cook. She's to help you to cook. She's to help you to keep the house. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He said that she will now be called who? She shall be called who? Woman. Woman. What is the meaning of woman? Because when he saw her, she was beautiful. Amen. Adam said, wow. Woman there means the glory of the man. That is the meaning of woman. She is the glory of the man. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 7, Apostle Paul mentioned it.
For a man indeed ought not to cover his head, for as much as he is the image and glory of God.
But what?
But the woman is the glory of the man.
The woman is the glory of the man. She is taken out of the man and she is made for the man. A woman is made for the man. Praise the Lord. She is made an incubator for the man, the helper. She is the best description of the function of the woman in that marriage is that she is an incubator. an incubator. Hallelujah. Only receives, rearranges it, and gives it back to the owner. A child that is born premature is kept in the incubator. The womb of the woman is an incubator. To receive, an incubator does not produce anything. It only receives what is given to it. And so also is the woman an incubator for the man. And whatever she receives, the unique thing about her is that she has the ability to return it in a better shape than you gave her. When you send that small child into that incubator, premature baby, by the time that it comes out of that incubator, it's better than the child went in there. That is this motivational speaker, Miles Murrow, that made this statement that I love so much in describing who this woman is, the nature of the woman as a receiver. And he said, if you give a woman, anything you give a woman, she will multiply it for you. He said, if you give a woman a word, all of men, one of the reasons that you create problem at home is the woman can talk. The man cannot talk as much as the woman. Every woman is more talkative than the man. If you give her a word, she will give you a sentence. If you give her a sentence, she will give you a paragraph. If you give her a paragraph, she will give you a book. So be very, very careful. She will multiply it and give it back to you. If you give her one sperm, she will incubate it and give you a baby. Bigger than that tiny thing you gave her. If you give her a house, she will give you a home. Am I saying something? She will give you a beautiful home. Beautiful home. A beautiful home is not an architectural design, no. Amen. If you carry foodstuff and go and give her, she will give you a beautiful meal. Yes. That is what she's used for. If you give her love, she will multiply it and give you peace and joy. But if you give her frustration, she will give you hell. So be careful what you give her. So if you don't like what your wife is giving you, change the things you are giving her. Because it is why you give her, she returns to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So it is with the Christian faith, your understanding how we now relate with God. In John chapter 15, verse 16, the Lord Jesus Christ said this to his disciples, John 15.
Ye have not chosen me.
You are not the one that chose me, Jesus.
But I have chosen you.
What did he choose you for?
And ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He chose us, and we are his glory. The church of Jesus Christ, we are the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just as the woman is the glory of the man. For this cause also, Christ left his glory, left his father to cling to us. Leave your father and mother and cling to your wife. It's joined, you know, hallelujah, joined together And what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. That's why he gave us power to bind and to loose, to cast out devils. Anything that will disturb your union, chase it out of that union. Chase it out of that union. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Always remember that after your marriage to your wife, all other people, including your wife, I mean your parents, your parent-in-laws or your very parents, your siblings, your in-laws, they become outsiders. They become outsiders. You better take note of that. Then after the marriage, now your responsibility on that woman begins. As we see in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25 to 29.
Husbands, love your wives.
Eh?
Love your wives.
It's a duty. It is a duty to love your wife. It is a commandment. Husbands, love your wife. You know what? I didn't see anywhere in the Bible. I've not seen. Maybe, Olumide, you read Bible more than me. I've not seen where there's a commandment given to the woman to love the husband. It is only given to the man to love the wife. It's a commandment to the man. It's a commandment. If you don't love your wife, you have broken scripture. It becomes sin unto you. People look at sin only fornication, adultery, and all the other things. If you don't love your wife, it's also sin. You will not inherit the kingdom of God. Then she said, bad wife. There is no wife that is bad. Are you hearing me now? Your wife is bad because you don't love her. There is no woman that you will show love that she will be bad. There's only one thing a woman desires from a man is love. If she is not getting it, she will protest. Then you will conclude that she is bad. I repeat, no woman is bad. Read on.
Husbands, love your wives. Even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it.
How are you to love her?
As Christ loved the church and gave himself for it.
Then he paid the bride price, even dying for the church. You are supposed to love your wife until you are ready to die for her. If you have not loved your wife to that level, and when we say dying for her, we're not talking about just taking your life. No. Dying for her is submitting all you have for her. If that woman knows that all you have belongs to her, she will cherish you. And you prove it. How do you want that woman to feel? You are married to her. She even has children for you. Then, in your bank, in your profile, next of kin, you put your senior brother. What is her security in that family? She will give you hell. Love is not only in the mouth. Love is practical, demonstrated. Your action shows you love her. When I say love your wife, I'm not saying, honey, I love you. Honey, I love you. Although women like to hear it. Amen. Although women like to hear it, but it is more effective when you prove it by the things you do. You say she should not go to, you say she should not walk. She should not do anything. Stay and take care of your children. And yet, all your assets have been willed to your senior brother. And then she's sitting down there as well. She the house help, Abby. You will not know peace until you change that thing. I expect the women to say amen now. It's unethical. It's inhuman. It's abnormal. You are wicked to do that. Please finish reading that scripture before I round up, John.
Verse 26.
Yes.
That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word.
He is to do what? To sanctify and cleanse the church. That is how you are to love your wife. Clean her up.
With the washing of water by the word.
By the washing of water by the word. Communicate with her how you want her to be. The next verse, that he might
present
the wife to himself.
A glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she be holy and without blemish.
It is your duty, brother, to fulfill how you want your wife to be. Look, I am not ruling out. I say I will talk to the women. I'm talking to the men now. There are women that have problem, we know. We know. There are some women that no matter what you give them, what you do, they will still remain the way they are. There are some women that after you marry them, they don't want any of your relation to come to that house. That woman is a witch. If your in-law visit your house and you frown, you are not happy that they came for any reason, you are not normal. You are not normal. You are not normal. Your home should be attractive to your in-laws. After all, that's why as Christians we are supposed to imbibe the virtue of patience. None of them will live there forever. Now visit. Visit is for a period. See, therefore be patient with every nyama-nyama they are doing. They are be patient until they carry their wahala go. At least if they are going, they will have nothing to speak against you. Anything your in-law does, sister, don't confront your in-law. Go and tell your husband. He has the wisdom to deal with them. Praise the Lord. I don't know whether you know that as a wife, you are also a hostess. One way to portray the glory of the man is that you know how to attend to his visitors. Because when they leave, they are going to tell story about you. And the thing will sweet them or the thing will make them be ashamed. You are a hostess. But for the men, you have to clean her up. Wash her. Wash her mentality. Amen. Teach her how to drive. Teach your wife how to drive. She will help you in driving someday. Anything you buy, once you are married, brother, from now on, your wife first before you. Buy her a car before you buy for yourself. Amen. Hallelujah. Make sure your wife dresses better than you. Don't let your wristwatch be more costly than your wife's wristwatch. Don't let your phone be better than your wife's phone. Change your wife's phone every year. The women are happy. It will make that woman to be very happy. Hallelujah. Brother, don't wait for your wife to ask you before you give her what you know she needs. She's not a babiala. She's not a small picking. You are there with her. You are seeing her. If you want your wife's skin to shine, give her the cream that will make her skin shine. Stop abusing your wife. Don't say, honey, you the smell. Now you make her the smell. Give her the right soap that she will bath. She no go smell. It's true. And don't tell your wife she doesn't know how to cook. As you teach and reach, now they cook for you. If food means so much to you, then send her to a catering school. If food means so much to you, because you, uncle, you sabi cook. You, when they say she knows sabi cook, you sabi cook. Anytime a man tells his wife, you know sabi cook, he get girlfriend outside where they cook for him. Who are you comparing her with? Which restaurant you go cook, you go eat? You know sabi dress, if they look another woman. Who are you comparing her with? Not be waiting to give her, she take the dress. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7, that statement there is very, very important. If you know how to deal with your wife.
Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge.
According to what?
Knowledge.
There is a knowledge you must have concerning your wife.
Giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel.
She is weaker, emotionally weaker, physically weaker, spiritually weaker. Ah, women strong spiritually. She's even spiritually weaker. That is why she's not permitted to teach nor usurp authority over the man. She's spiritually weaker. That's why a woman cannot be a pastor, according to the Bible. Finish reading it.
Giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel.
Yes.
And as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered.
The truth is, your prayers can be hindered by the way you deal with each other in that marriage. The way you deal with your wife can affect how you relate with God. That is a very serious matter, that your prayers can be hindered because of the way you deal with your wife. Now, you know that a man and a woman, it is easier for the woman to cry with tears than the man. She's weaker, emotionally weaker. And one thing about the woman is that she's more loyal than the man. A woman is naturally made to be loyal to her husband. But a man is by nature something inside of him that he's never satisfied with one relationship. And it reflects. It is easier for another woman to collect the man than for any man to collect your wife. When she's with you, she's totally loyal to you. Totally loyal to you. That is why you hardly find a woman complaining when things are bad with the woman, with the man. She's always there. She will bear with you, continue with you, continue with you, like that. Total loyalty. That statement, for better, for worse, is the women that apply it more than the men. It is their nature. It is their nature. When the woman, there is delay in conception. Instead of you to come together to see it as a joint problem, they will be putting it on the woman, putting it on the woman, putting it on the woman, as if the woman has the ability to produce a child. Is it not what you give her, she give you back? If she not get belle, it simply means you not give her belle. But before we marry, I know how many girls I don't pregnant before. That is the test, Abby. How are you sure that you pregnant that woman? You know how many men that girl don't sleep with? Where carry give you? Okay, see your own now. Why you not pregnant your own now? That is evidence. Those other ones were pregnant for you before. Nobody you get them. If now you get them, see your own now. Oya now, oya. Even if you say, make I go test outside. That one, nobody you get them. Nobody you get them. So cuckoo stay together with your wife. Find solution. Encourage one another. And sometimes, even medically, it may be the man that has the medical problem. Low sperm count. Why are you blaming the woman? Let's go for test. I'm not going for any test. Any man when no agree go for test. He know say the problem are from him. He know make you know say that he get problem. Be sincere and stop tormenting this poor woman. So that all of you together will go before the throne of grace in prayer and find solution. Show each other your medical report. And tell your parents, brother, say na me get problem, oh. No be sure. Even your mama says it's a lie. Nobody has married in my family. Nobody's marrying my, you know, papa. Say, it don't start from me. Now me, I get them. See medical report here. Why, you know where you go capture disease. You know the life where you live before, where you pay for them now. Whatever you sow, you will reap. Where they jump from woman to woman, from woman to woman. You pick gonorrhea here, pick this one here, pick staphylococcus, pick everything. Then you can't give unto the woman. Produce, so now you know if you produce, you can't blame the woman. Be sincere. And the two of you go to the hospital. Prayerfully. Praise the Lord. According to knowledge. There's one knowledge every man must know. A woman never has enough of anything. A woman does not have enough of anything. Even if in her wardrobe she has 30 pairs of shoes, if you pass supermarket, you see shoe, he will tell you, I want this one. They are never tired. They never have enough cloth. Some, they have that cloth, that shoe, not to wear it, but maybe just they look at them. And they are satisfied. Make her happy. Keep giving her. Keep giving her. If you don't want to spend for your wife, don't follow her to the market. Brother, I'm telling you now, I'm a married man. While you are going out, you see your wife, they ask you, you carry your ATM. You should know. If you say, I forgot, if I say, let's go back home, go and pick it. In case we see anything. You can never go to a supermarket, even if you went to buy school bag for your picking, where go go. If not 12 when I go, you must buy something for that woman. She can never come empty-handed. Lie, lie. So when you are going, carry extra money because you must buy something for her. You must. If you give her money, she's never satisfied. You gave her yesterday, she's expecting the one for today. You gave her in the morning, she'll still give you money. Just keep giving her. Keep giving her. Keep giving her. Don't stop it. Handle her, therefore, tenderly. Be affectionate. Let her know you understand her feelings. Don't talk her down. When she's talking, allow her to finish talking. Don't shut her up. Brother, be patient with your wife. When she starts, allow her. If she doesn't empty herself, she will not have peace. Emeka, sit down. Emeka, wake up, wake up. Emeka, wake up. Listen to me. Just stand up and be speaking in tongue in your heart. Father. Amen. She go talk, talk, talk. And she expects you to talk back. If you don't talk back, the thing will pain her more. So when she finishes, you don't finish. Say, can I sleep now? Good night. When you lie down, she will be awake. They look you. Which kind of man be this? Which kind of man be this? Don't reply her. If you reply her, she's going to say another thing that you will say, speak my hand for me. Because you cannot talk, so you use your hand. If you don't want to run mad from what she's telling you, if it is daytime, sneak and leave the house. Even at night, just lie down and sleep. Tell her, okay, in the morning, can we talk that? I'm tired now, we'll talk. Deceive her so that you see in the morning, take off and run to your work. Praise the Lord. And when you are coming back because you don't know what is expecting, what is awaiting you in the house, when you are coming back, buy her a gift. Buy her a gift. As she opens that door, as she sees what you carry, amen, the fight is over. Hallelujah. That's one thing most men don't understand about women. The level of your thinking is far higher than that of the woman. Your mind is focused on your career, on your plan, on your vision, on your ministry, on whatever it is you are pursuing, your ambition. Your mind is settled there. She doesn't know. She'll be distracting you. If you come home, somebody offended you. Outside, you call me, you are frowning. She will add to it. What can I do again? And they greet you, they answer me. One can inside your belly. What can I do again? What can I do again? You don't start to. Take it easy, sister. You don't know where it's coming from. He has just lost a business. He never recovered. You are here coming to add your own on top. When I start now, you will say, I don't start. You come now, they greet you, they answer me, good afternoon, good afternoon, this one, Emeka, you don't start. Emeka, you don't start. From frying pan to fire at home. That's why some men get drunk. Your trouble can make a man to be a drunkard. Because you don't want to take something that will keep him away from your wahala. No. You have to help him, cushion him down. We'll talk to the women. Maybe in this area. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So she's always demanding. She's demanding your attention, demanding your care, demanding this, demanding that. Every occasion, a woman wants a new dress for that occasion. Yes, that is their nature. They don't want to wear the same cloth. The cloth that they wore for Pastor Lumide's wedding, they don't want people to see them in Pastor Gabriel's wedding with it. So, when they invite you to any occasion, begin to plan the cloth where you go buy for your wife. But Pastor, what if I don't have money? Your wife, we know if you don't have money, that's why you should be open to her. Let her know your income. So that when she's demanding, you go say, collect the ATM card. Go to the bank. Why should go? Is this all that is there? Now, all that I tell you, say, the money when they pay me now, 200,000 naira, now they pay me. Remember, say, we use 50,000 naira, we buy meat. We use 50,000 naira, we buy this one. It remains 100,000 naira, then we, remember, say, your mama's sick, I said that 30,000 naira. It remains 70,000. Then remember, say, baby food, never this one. So the balance where they're there, now I'm at say we go use one. The woman go say, I don't know. She will understand with you. But let me tell you what that woman will start to do. When she knows your budget, every woman does it. She will be saving secretly. She will save secretly. Because she must have what she wants. She plans for it. She does it not to wicked you, but in case an embarrassing need comes, she will bring it out to help you. Don't be angry. Say, imagine you are in this house. So you get this kind of money, you don't tell me. I make, collect and they go. Where else I get money? Not before the one they give me at the safe. Amen. And that is why also, I am a strong advocate to men that you should allow your wife to work. Allow your wife to walk. It is foolishness to keep your wife at home to depend on you. If something happens to you, the source of income to your family is gone. Nothing to fall onto. And please, let me add this. We should be considerate in our relationship. The father or the parents of your wife spent all their lives training that woman. They should, the fruit of their labor is not that, 100,000 naira you pay for dowry. Allow her to also take care of her parents within her ability. Yes. It will help you in that area. Allow her to have an income and help train her junior ones to help her poor parents at home. Allow her. Don't let her beg you for everything. What of her education? Be considerate. What did she go to school for? To sit down at home and take care of your children? How are you reasoning, Africa man? How are you reasoning? It's wrong. And sometimes she may even bring into the family account more money than you. That's the truth. Encourage your wife's career. Encourage your wife's business. When you have money, add to her capital, boost it for her. It's a security for the family. Security for the family. Stop this nonsense. I have married you, therefore, all your salary, when you collect it, bring it to me. Say what happened. When she collects her salary, then she bring it to you. So that's what makes you husband happy. There are people that are as inconsiderate as that. She's not making the money for you. She's making the money to help you to take care of her. There are some things that you would have been the one to do. Now she has an income. She's taking care of it. It eases the pressure on you. Not to collect the money from every couple she spends. Let me see how you take spender. How did you spend? Money she go work for. Oh, yeah, come and give account. Is she a slave? That is not the authority of the man over her. That is not the authority. Allow me to use these languages I've been using here because I am part of a society. We hear things. You are wicked. You are inconsiderate. That's not how to be a man. That is not. Allow her to be herself. Let anything you know that your wife loves to do gives her joy, encourage it. That is how to love her. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Encourage her. Anything you know your wife loves to do, encourage her. Make her happy. Make her happy. Brothers, I'm telling you how to love your wife. Create a time in the year where you will carry your family and go for vacation. Especially all of you traders, you leave your house in the morning, 5 a.m. You come back 11 p.m. You are tired, you sleep. No bonding with the family. No bonding with the children. You think that marriage as a husband, your own, is just to leave money at home and go. Marriage is more than leaving money at home. There is the family union. There is the bonding. And since you don't have time, once in a year, give time to your family. Carry the children and the wife. Go for vacation. You have the money to go abroad, you go. Abroad is abroad. Cotonou is abroad. Ghana is abroad. Abroad is any country outside Nigeria is abroad. Hallelujah. And even if you will not go abroad, then go to the village. Go and spend some time in the village with your family and extended family together. Find time to be with your wife and the children. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So in summary, how are you to love your wife? You are to love your wife as you love your own body. That's what Jesus, Apostle Paul said in Ephesians chapter 5. How are you to love? Verse 25. What did he say?
Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it.
Go to verse 27.
That he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle, yes, or any such thing,
Yes.
But that he should be holy and without blemish.
Uh-huh.
So ought men to love their wives as now, their own bodies.
How? As what?
As their own bodies.
We are reading Ephesians chapter 5. Shile, we are reading Ephesians chapter 5, verse 28. Read it again.
So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies.
As you are to love your wife as your own body.
Uh-huh. He that loveth his wife loveth himself.
Now, you know how you love your body. You know how you take care of yourself. That is how you should love your wife. And you know what? Amen. When we talk about affection, anything that will benefit you, you take care of it very well. You know your health is wealth. That is why we even go, you don't even wait to be sick. You have to go for medical checkup from time to time. You mind what you eat. Listen, I liken that to the care you give to your phone, a businessman. The way you take care of your phone is the way you should take care of your wife. You leave your wife, your phone is always charged. Charge your wife with joy, happiness. Make her happy with affection, with love. Charge her. Don't allow that, if the phone discharges, you don't want the phone to even fall down and break. Do you know how you feel when you stay one day without phone? You're imagining the whole, you are not happy. You are confused. That is how you should take care of your wife. Immediately you carry your phone, you carry cloth and wipe the face so that you can see clearly. Give your wife powder to rub on her face. Give her perfume to smell fine. Buy her better cream. I hope you know what makes the skin fine is what you eat. Give her better food so that her skin will shine. Give her money to make her hair to look fine. Yes. Some churches say it is carnality to put perfume. It's a lie. You must smell fine. Look beautiful. Praise the Lord. Make your wife look beautiful. Take her to the salon. Stay there with her to do manicure, pedicure, facial. What did they get in the color? Spa. What did they call them again? I don't carry my wife going. I don't know the thing. Beautify your wife. How are you to love your wife? The Bible says, as Christ loved the church. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. She wants you to always reassure her of your love. That's why your wife will ask you sometimes, do you love me? Tell her you love her. Sister Joy, you are telling me in my office today. He said, Daddy, that statement you always make, not that we are a mixed multitude, or some people no go understand you. I said, which statement? You say that the man should tell the woman, I love you, even if he doesn't mean it. He said, why should he say, I love you, if he doesn't mean it? So I told her, I said, I will continue to say it to. Do you think that if the wife says she won't buy this shoe and all the money I have, that's all I have that I can buy and I carry and give it to her. Are you saying I mean to give it to her? You think I'm happy giving it to her? I'm giving it to her. But I am sad inside. I am paying a price. Then after I give it to her, then she will say, do you love me? What do you want me to say? I say, I love you. Even if you are not happy with her, that is what I mean. Say, I love you. The fact that we are still husband and wife, is it not enough? Why did they ask me again? Why are you asking me again? I marry another wife. Not only you again for this house. Every day, do you love me? Do you love me? Say it, oh. Brother, learn it, oh. Anytime you say it, there is one thing in their head that will receive an anointing. The smile. Watch the smile in her mouth. Amen. Turn and tell your wife you love her. How you gonna tell somebody you love her? You don't look up. Look up. Brother, tell him you love him. Tell her I love you. I love you more than my mama. How many people can say that? Can we all stand up? If you're with your wife, hold your wife. If you're, okay, only married people, stand up with your wife. You are here with your wife.